Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how undisclosed evidence can change trial outcomes. I'm Claire Roth. The Ohio Newsroom, with NPR and Columbia Journalism Investigations, has been looking into claims involving prosecutorial misconduct in the Ohio court system. Last week, we heard from NPR about prosecutors who were found to have engaged in improper conduct more than once. Today, we take a look at one kind of that improper conduct, Brady violations. Member station IdeaStream Public Media's Matt Richmond reports from Cuyahoga County.
Michael Buhner spent 20 years in prison waiting to hear two words.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Buhner was originally convicted of murder and attempted murder in 2002. That was overturned on appeal, and he was acquitted at his retrial this year. Buhner remembers the moment when the jury read their verdict the first time, and he was taken away in handcuffs by deputies.
You know, I remember digging my heels in and turning and stopping them from taking me to the room.
It would take 12 years before the evidence that would eventually set him free, evidence the state had all along, would be uncovered. Columbia Journalism Investigations analyzed more than 450 appeals between 2017 and 2021 and found 102 involved Brady-related claims. That's the constitutional requirement for prosecutors to give the defense important evidence before trial. Four of them led to overturned cases. Three of them were in Cuyahoga County. Buhner only found his evidence because a friend filed a request with Cleveland police. Experts say the very nature of Brady violations, the fact that they're hidden, and that convicted defendants can access police records from their case while in prison, means the actual number of Brady violations is likely higher than what is confirmed by the courts.
You know, the Supreme Court has always been very clear that this is a remedy for extreme prosecutorial misconduct.
Brandon Garrett is a professor at Duke University School of Law and researches Brady appeals nationwide. Garrett says in the 60 years since the Supreme Court declared Brady violations unconstitutional, no nationwide laws have created rules for criminal discovery, the process of sharing evidence before a trial.
You need a good system to make sure that reports, witness statements, things that are in the file gets to the prosecutor and gets to the defense, and that is documented and that there's accountability for hiding information from the defense.
For years, all the way up until about 2010, there were no local rules to prevent Brady violations either. Cuyahoga County's system for sharing evidence was left entirely up to the prosecutor. In a 2016 office training, former assistant prosecutor Alan Regas described the old way of handling discovery.
We would look to a file and say, what do I have to give up? I don't have to give this up. This isn't going to change the outcome.
Regas goes on to say that's not how the office works anymore. The Ohio Supreme Court issued new rules of procedure 15 years ago, and Cuyahoga County prosecutors are now trained to turn over evidence upon request. Two of the three overturned convictions we found in the county were from cases before that change. One, from 2018, came after. The office's head of appeals, Kristen Sobieski, says a prosecutor has never intentionally withheld evidence. When it accidentally happens, she says they adjust.
Those instances where we can learn and instances where we know there's things that we can do better, we absolutely, you know, take advantage of those and try to make all of our prosecutors better and more aware.
A review of assistant prosecutor personnel files, including those involved in the cases with Brady violations, found no indication of discipline for cases with withheld evidence. But for Michael Buhner's father, Robert, the damage of his son's prison stay can never be undone.
They went so far and beyond to put him in there in the first place. Am I going to see him in 6 months on the street from now? Or are they going to come up with something else to take him away again?
Matt Richmond for the Ohio Newsroom.
This story was produced for the Ohio Newsroom in collaboration with NPR's Station Investigations team and Columbia Journalism Investigations. To read the full story, go to ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.